Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Kenny Hawes, co-producer of Hawes of Hearts podcast. We're here on a Sunday night, 11 p.m., to hear a word that's going to get us closer to God, because we have our premier show, The Messenger. We call it a show only because it's on podcast radio, but it's not a show. It's a way of life that we're sharing with you so that we may share with you the enlightenment that we've come to know about understanding who we are, so we know whose we are, and all that begins and ends right with God the Father. Hey, how are we doing tonight, Cass? Nurse Carmen, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my brother. How are you?
Okay, I'm great. Sister Sunshine?
Okay. Doing well, Brother Hodge. Doing well. Thank you.
There ain't no way you don't sign Nurse Carmen. But anyway, we're going to get to that another day. I'm sorry. There's no way. I'm not different this evening right now. As always, Brother Messenger, how are you doing this evening?
Extremely, brother.
How are you doing, brother?
Extremely blessed, as always.
You're breaking up. Messenger.
It's the headphones, I think.
Yes, okay. We just did an audio check before the show, and everything seemed to be in order.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go and get something different, all right?
Wow.
We can hear you now, but it's just echoing.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't echoing before when he was talking.
No, we did sound check. Everything was fine. But see, this is a benefit that everyone has when listening to a live podcast. You hear us actually going through the steps to get ready to bring you a show. So, again, this isn't taped. This isn't Memorex. Again, this show is very live. So, you know how you ever go to a concert when you hear the musicians recording an album, a live recording.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every once in a while they stop, play it a little bit, fine-tune it, and then they keep going. Well, that's what you are being exposed to tonight or the last couple of nights. Again, as we perfect our craft, it, sometimes it might break up a little bit. Sometimes we may have audio issues. But I'm here to tell you that the word stays the same. So you know, things, situations may come up that may try to make us think we want not to do this, but that's not going to happen. And again, we're just going to keep moving on. Excuse me. I'd just like to start off by saying, I thank God for being the head of my life. For being all my life, exactly, if I really want to put it like that. And I thank the ministry from Brother Messenger that lets me know that that's God's plan. Hold on once as we still get live here. Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and log in now.
Start your show now. Press 1 to hear important instructions. Press 2.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Is everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay,
the echo should be gone now. I'm just switching back over to the big mic. And, hey, as they say in Hollywood, let's take it from the top. Okay, we've already done our intro. Brother Messenger, how you out there? You good?
I'm good now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Look at Nurse Carmen. Mm-hmm. That sounds a little personal to me.
That sounds real personal. But hey, yeah. that's what they teach me. God is love, and I know God is with them jokers, man. But anyway, she said, mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Let me get focused again because we almost turned the messenger into the attic. That was real close. Hey, but what could be more beautiful than somebody else making somebody else feel better about something else? Y'all put it on somebody, man. Right. Hey. But again, God gives you what you need.
Yes, he does.
Every time.
That's what he does. Go ahead, brother.
I can feel the love, and this is what it's all about, sharing the love.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. But it's a beautiful thing, though. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm thinking about the message of Nurse Carmen, and I lost track of what I was about to say. But no, God is a great God, and when we connect with Him, He definitely reveals things to us that we may have missed otherwise. I don't know. It's just. I'm at work tonight, and again, I guess for some reason, with the new people that they put in place, they're looking back to me for answers, and I'm saying, I'm in between a rock and a hard place. I've been instructed not to get involved, but they need my assistance, man. Where I'm at a crossroads, and here's the pitfall of a crossroads. If I follow the instructions, then I lose. If I follow instructions, then I lose support from the members. If I don't follow instructions, then I probably risk a bigger set of allegations from the local president. Where am I? What do I do? Somebody help me out here.
What you do is what we all should do is listen to oneself. And whatever it is that oneself is telling you, that is what you do.
Well, even if, because sometimes depending on the relationship that you have with yourself, yourself could tell you some things that might get you sent away for a while. I was just joking.
And I know you're joking, but that's important too. I know you meant it in a joking way, but that's when you know yourself. Is that that's the God self in you, or is that you just, as I like to say, just talking? You understand what I mean? But when you listen to the God self in you, you can't go wrong. Even if people might think it's wrong, you can't go wrong. Because it will never lead you wrong.
Okay. But I'm going to have to lean on that and hold on to that again because
it's gonna come up to fruition in the next couple of days. But you know, I don't know. I guess again, I'll definitely wait on guidance, and I'll wait and see how that turns out. Because it's funny because it don't really bother me like it bothered me before. What bothers me now is the fact that I know and can't tell, or I know and if I when I say I know, I'm talking of contractual matters right now, nothing else. I know the answer to this, but when I tell it, it seems to anger people, and I'm more frustrated at the fact that I can't. I don't know. I'm in between the crossroads. And the frustrating part is, again, you got the skills to do the job, but you can't do the job. Uh-huh. How much sense does that make?
Well, you got to remember this once again, and you got to remember, believe, and as you say, you got to know that all things, and I can't say it enough, all things are working together for the good. And because all things are working together for the good, when you listen to your God self and it instructs you, you have to understand that there might be a time where it'll instruct you today to be of help to someone, but not tomorrow. And it's not out of spite, but knowing that all things is working together for the good. And this is what you have to go with, that belief and that knowing that God is in control. And whereas self might be stepping into the picture a little bit and saying, why am I going to do this and give somebody else the glory? Or why am I doing this and they don't want to recognize me? Trust me, you are being recognized. And this is part of the reason why they're starting to slowly but surely come back to you to ask you for that assistance. We're all before it. You don't know what you're talking about. And they got this because all things is working together for the good. What is it doing? It's coming back to you. You just got to stay in the God self. And I'm not talking about 24/7 just walking around, you know, holy, holy, holy. I'm not talking about that, but you got to let God lead you in situations like this, and you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. It is impossible for you to go wrong.
Okay. Hey, and I'm getting a lot of feedback on some of the microphones, so I try to mute them to keep that background noise out. So if you're on the cast and you attempt to say something, don't come across. I'm trying to work on eliminating all the background noises. But yeah, I hear you, brother. And I'm, like I said, I'm gonna have to work with that. And it's funny now. And you know, before it just bothered me. I'm over a lot of the ill feelings. It's just, it just don't make sense, man. If you walk in the store and you need change for a dollar, and the man behind the counter has change, but he can't give it to you, but he has no use for it. By not giving it to you, there's nothing for him, but he still has to hold on to that change. I just don't understand that. And that's my struggle more than anything else. It ain't even a, you know, a complex struggle. That's my struggle, that you have food to feed the people, and they're hungry, but you're not allowed to feed them.
The word tells us, be in the world, but not of the world. And so that's what that's meaning is, just because they're acting like that and they're doing these certain things, it should not in any way whatsoever affect you. Now, just with regards to your situation, just remember this. They said they don't want you doing this, they don't want you doing that, but the people need you. And we are here to help one another. So even if they don't want you doing stuff, and you're doing this out of the God nature in you to help someone that is in need help, what can they do to you that they haven't already tried to do, per se? What can they do?
He said, what can they do to you they haven't already done? Huh? What can they do to you? That's true, man. That's true.
And you're still standing. And you're still standing. And they're still right back at your door asking for your assistance again. Maybe not the ones that need to know, but it's not about them. because once again, all things are working together for the good.
Sometimes
and
it takes,
you might not
take a real long time for that good to manifest itself.
But it's not really. If we stop and look at it, it's manifesting itself. Because whether you want to see it in that light, and actually I'm just giving you back just what you gave me a couple of days ago, bro. If you want to look at it in that light, but if you look at it in a bigger light, can it really get much better for you?
This is true.
Look at it in that light, can it really get much better for you? You want nothing. You need nothing.
True that.
And those,
true that.
And those earthly things per se, those things will come to you. You cannot beat God because God is everything. And this is something that we have to not only begin, and right now I want y'all to know I'm preaching to myself, all right? We've got to not only talk about, but we have to be about it. We have to know. And I say that to say, God does not reveal God's self to God and through outward observation, but inward experiences. And when the inward experiences has revealed God's self, outward observations is not necessary. And inward experience is not possible. If you're looking for words or something to reveal stuff, it's not. It's got to be on the inside. And when you begin to see it on the inside, that's when all this other stuff means nothing to you. But if we're constantly waiting for, quote unquote, the big sky to crack open and stuff, we're looking for an outward observation. And we have to. We have to look in and see God within us. And once we truly, truly see and know that God is in us, then all of that outward stuff means nothing. Why do you think it was so easy for Jesus to shrug off all kinds of different situations? Because he knew who he was. He knew who he is. He knew who was in control. And we say it, and we really got to get to the point where not only that we believe it, but that we know it. And that's the only thing that separates you from Jesus or me from Jesus is the fact that we believe it kind of, sort of, but we don't know it. And we've got to get to that point that we know it. And when we get to that point, then all the little tricks and stuff that people that are in the darkness are playing, they won't be able to play that. Why? Because your light will shine so bright that it'll wash out all of that darkness.
I'm going to work with it, man. And as we always tell people, and I like to say for the podcast listening audience, if you think I'm making this up for a show, I wish I was that good. So yeah, good, because we talk about this being a today ministry, and again, not unlike reality TV. That's not a script. That's a real, if anybody knows me or in Columbus area, you know, this is a real life situation that we deal with. I'm just sharing it with the podcast audience. And again, a lot of times just by talking about a situation, as you talk about it, you begin to work your way into the solution. So I appreciate this. And again, sometimes the ministry is for highs to high. Sometimes the ministry is for sunshine. Sometimes the ministry is for Nurse Carmen. Sometimes the ministry is for the whole universe.
Amen.
So you know, we take it. I'm getting some feedback from somebody out there.
I want to give you something.
The car going down in the back of the street.
Let me tell you guys something about prayer. Do you know when you're asking God for something that it cannot be, the request cannot be. But the statement of asking is a statement that it is not there, that nothing of God is now being revealed. Such a statement produces the experience for your thoughts about something is creative, and your word is productive, and your thoughts and your words together are magnificent, effective in giving birth to your reality. Therefore, shall you experience that God is not now revealed, for if God were you, would not ask God to be revealed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, brother. But when you first broke out and said that, I didn't know that that was one of those sayings that I was supposed to pay.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, can you run through that again for me, brother?
All right, when we say reveal yourself to me, God, and we expect for God to show us some kind of sign or something. What we're doing right then and there is denying that it already exists, because words are powerful. Our words have so much power to them. So we've got to be careful on how we use our words. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Like, for instance, if you say, I want $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, when you say that, you speak that out into the universe, that I want $1 million. And so what happens is, the universe hears you, because this is how it's all set up and designed. The universe hears you, and what happens is, it gives you that. It gives you the wanting of $1 million.
Not the million.
It don't give
just
you $1 million because you didn't. Huh?
Yeah, not the. You didn't get $1 million. You didn't say. You said I want, so it gave you your want.
That's right. It gave you what you said, I want. So it's giving you the wanting of $1 million, and it pushes it away, the actual $1 million, because you say you want the wanting of it. So when we go to God in prayer, whatever it is that we may want, what we do is, what we should be doing is thanking him in advance. Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Why? Because I know that it is on its way. I don't doubt it. I know that it is on its way. So I'm thanking you in advance. And so this is what we should be doing to God. We should be constantly giving thanks. For whatever it is that we may want, we give thanks to him for it, because it is on the way. And so you might say, well, I can't thank him. I can't thank him for something that I know ain't coming. So if you know it ain't coming, don't even bother. But when you believe, and when you get to know God for who he really is and how he operates, then you will know that it's not here yet, but that does not mean it's not coming. And because I know that it's coming, I have to thank him in advance. So instead of, Lord, I need this. Lord, no, thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. So that is what we need to do in order to be able to achieve what it is that we truly want. And you might say, well, it's faking it. All right, it's faking it. I'm thanking him for something that I don't have. And, you might think it's faking it. But think about how much we're faking everything else already.
Mm.
So wouldn't you rather fake success until it gets to you, because it's coming? Because if you could fake it long enough, and I'll give you a prime example. I know we shouldn't be doing it, but Trump, he's faking all of this stuff, and look what happened. He faked it till he made it. He just kept talking about it. He kept saying that it's going to be. And I use a real sorry example, but that sorry example is just to let us know how much power we have in the tongue. How much power we have with our words. So we have to be mindful of this and begin to retrain ourselves in how we go about doing, saying, and thinking things.
That's powerful, man.
Yeah.
And we've got when we ask for something, what we're pretty much saying is, God, there's not enough. I need this. I need that. And we have to understand with God, there is more than enough of everything. So there is no lacking. So all we do have to do is thank Him. If I got $100 and somebody keeps thanking me for $50, I don't have a problem with giving them the $50 because they're thanking me for it. Anybody steady asking me, they already thanked me for it. So because you've already thanked me for it, and because I'm not in self per se, but I'm in the nature of understanding that you and I are one, wouldn't it be kind of hard? Wouldn't it be kind of hard for me not to give it to you? Because technically, what am I doing? I'm giving it to myself. But this is what we've got to understand when it comes to the oneness of us all, the oneness of loving one another as ourselves. And I know it's kind of hard when you're the only one who's seeing everybody as one. But we've got to understand it's not about anybody else but you. And if nobody else don't want to do right, that does not mean, okay, you do wrong. Somebody has got to take a stand and make a difference. If you do right and I do right, we got two. And there is great power in that two. And if that two can make it four, that's even more power. Because what we have to look at is technically what it is it's the body coming together. And when you put the body together, like for instance, I'll give you an example of the hand. The hand without any fingers, it can do some things, but it can't do as much things, as much as it's designed to do. But when you start adding fingers to it, it gives that hand more power. This is what Jesus meant when he said, when two or three are gathered together in my name. Because there is strength in power. There is strength in numbers. If you and I are touching and agreeing, and that doesn't literally mean touching, but actually our spirits will touch. But when we are touching together, there is nothing that we can't do. And this is part of the reason why subconsciously the world is the way it is today, because a lot of this stuff that's going on out here and people want to blame God for not fixing, it's because those spirits have come together and this is what they have manifested. And trust me, God is not going to change what you have manifested. Why? Because you have free will to do that. Now, if we want to alleviate hunger, then what has to happen is we as a body have to come together and do it. Because we can do it because there's more than enough food. We can do it. The God in us come together, we can alleviate food, hunger. Some things are just natural, like a volcano erupting. The natural design of the earth, periodically, it's going to do that. So that's just something we have to accept. So the best thing to do is don't build your house at the bottom of a volcano. And you can get away with that part. That's all right. You know what I mean? So we look and blame God for a lot of the things that are going on, and it's not God, it is us. This is that power of the free will. They want you to think that free will is to choose God or the devil. God didn't give you that type of choice. There is no choice there because there is no devil. Your free will is to do as you see fit.
You know, you cannot get people to believe, and I try to introduce that concept to folks. Don't talk to me about no devil. Really, stop. Miss me with that whole devil thing. I just refuse to believe that because, again, and I try to take it back to the basics. If you believe in a devil, then you believe that God's got an alter ego. Huh? He got a yin and a yang. Instead of he has it all. Because if you believe in a devil and you believe God made everything, then God made an opponent to keep coming at him, to keep him sharp. And sometimes the opponent wins.
To keep him sharp that he's losing.
Yes.
And he's losing the battle against his own self. That's crazy. What we have to understand is, remember I told you about the duality? We spoke about
right.
Duality. So with the duality, we have to understand for every action there is a reaction. We have to understand that part, but that doesn't make it the devil. And because we look at everything as either right or wrong, this is why we keep placing things on the devil. But what you have to understand is, if there was no cold, can you really appreciate? How can you appreciate hot?
Mm-hmm.
So then So again, if you saying, Brother Minister, that we need both ends of the spectrum to appreciate pretty much anything, then it would make sense then that there is a good and bad power. Would you agree?
Not, but because of the fact that that's what we label everything either good or bad. It's not. It's just opposite. So because you hit a home run, you might see that as good, but to the other team it wasn't good. You understand? It's just how we label things. It's just the opposite. Neither one of them is bad per se. It's just the opposite.
So the same event is good and bad to somebody.
It's good and bad. That's right. So because the same event is good and bad, is it really, you know what I mean? So because this is how we have structured our value system to look and judge things, instead of judging as just an opposite, a different experience.
So
the
we look
experience
at
experience of winning.
So we look at our current president. Most people that I know say very bad. Very, very, as he would say, very, 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 very bad. So, but then you're saying it again, but you don't have to say it, but to that 1%, he's very, 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 very good. Same person,
that's
same
correct.
Set of circumstances.
That's correct. So, now, do we think that God is somewhere saying, no, Trump, you're bad? No, he's not. Because, first of all, he's not saying he's bad. Why? Because we're the ones who put him there. So because we put him there, it must be what we wanted.
Amen.
And as bad as we may see him, he's doing good for some people. But because we have to label everything either good or bad, this is how we see things. And this is why it's so important for us to judge no one. Because we don't know the path that they've chosen. We don't know that. And it's not for us to know. All we need to do is focus on the path that we have chosen. Because even though what we see, what we think is really bad, eventually that same person might come to see it as that, and somewhere in his lifespan change from it. Because we were all in darkness, not knowing who we are. And slowly but surely, some of us are truly beginning to see the light. And because we're seeing the light, we can't truly expect everybody to see the light now that we saw it. All we can do is let our light so shine that they may see us and then begin to glorify God. So that they may be able to see something different about us. And trust me when I say this, I do not mean we got to walk around here acting like we can't laugh, we can't joke. Because all of these things, whatever it is that brings you joy, you can do. If sticking your hand in fire and burning your hand off brings you joy, go ahead and do it. You're going to walk around with one arm and no arms after you burn them all off. But if that brought you joy, so be it. And me burning my hand off does not affect you, per se. And this is how we have to begin to look at things and not so much worry about what the other person is doing, but making sure that we are trying to have the best enjoyable life that we can create. Because as I stated earlier, the power of our tongue, about the words, we have that creative being. We are creative beings. That's how God created us. And I'll say this real quick and give you something just to think about. You have to understand this. In the beginning was God, all right? And he was God and there was nothing. So it was just God just with nothing. How can I be God if there ain't nothing? I need for there to be something so that I can feel, experience the true being, my magnificence, my everything. But so in order for me to be able to experience, I've got to create something. So what did he do? He created heaven and earth. Then when he created heaven and earth, he created all the animals and all the plants and all of this and that. Okay, I see what I can do. All right, I did all of this. Now what I have to be able to do is to be able to experience his magnificence. And so in order for him to experience his magnificence, what he did, and it kind of goes along with the Big Bang Theory. And what happens is a big boom, and then life came to be. And that life is this human body with the Spirit of God that gives it life. So in each and every one of us is God experiencing being God. That's just how magnificent and awesome he is. It's just God being God. And if anybody ever stops and think about it, there is nothing that God can do that you can't do. Because we are in his likeness. We are him. It's just that you say, well, how come I can't heal the sick? We can't heal the sick because we don't believe we can do it. We don't know who we are. And that's why we have to go within and get in tune with the God in us. Not the God that people are telling you in it, but you go, you talk to God. Just sit in your room one day, cut the lights out, meditate, and talk, have a conversation. You might think it's with yourself, and it really is with yourself, and God will answer because God is you. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And you know why he said he'll never leave you? Because he can't. If he leave you, this body drops to the ground and it is no more. God is life, and everything that is life is God.
Amen, bro.
But we can't believe this thing. We can't believe that God is just this good because of so much of the other stuff that has been brainwashed into us. How many people used to love going to the clubs and getting out on the dance floor and dancing and have some of the best times of their life? Then all of a sudden they came into religion and they stopped doing that because God didn't like it. But you enjoyed yourself. So if you enjoyed yourself and you wasn't hurting nobody, why do you think God would disapprove of that? But we let them brainwash us to tell us it wasn't good. Because their mother or their father or their great-great-grandfather or somebody like that told them it wasn't good, and they're passing it down. They're not doing it intentionally, but they're doing it because that's all they know. And it's time for us to know more. And in order for us to know more, we've got to go within. I've said this so many times before. If we don't go within, what are we going to do, Sister Carmen, Nurse Carmen? If we don't go within,
we're going to go without.
We're going to go without.
That's right.
Because in order for us to have and be all that we can, we've got to go within ourselves and see the God in us and then start walking in that Godness. And I don't say that to make it seem like you or me or someone is just someone extra special, even though we all are, but we're no special than anybody. Because we are all one, and we can't seem to understand that. We think the president is better than us because he's the president, but he's not. He is part of the God being as well. Hitler was part of the God being as well. And we can't accept that because of our values, and we think that because you did something wrong, God going to be sitting up there waiting at the pearly gates to correct you after all. Do you really think that's the type of God that would allow you to come down here and wait until you die to judge you? He'll let all of this mishap and stuff go on down here and then judge you in the end? If I know somebody going to shoot up someplace, am I going to wait till after they shoot it up, or I'm going to stop them before? But because it's all part of the big plan, all things are working together for the good. And you might say, well, what good was it that Hitler did as far as with the Jews, as far as burning them up? And I'm going out on a limb there, but you have to understand this part. Hitler didn't just come into power on his own. A whole nation was behind Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to condemn Hitler, we got to condemn a lot of other people. He's just the face of it. But remember I told you how there is power, there is strength in numbers? And God has no respect of person. If the God in you say, this is what we want to do, and you go forth and do it, you've got the power of God behind you. Now, and I'll give you another example. Drug dealers. Drug dealers make up in their mind that this is what I'm going to do. And when they make up in their mind that this is what they do, what do? They put their head down and they start reaching towards the mark. And they get it. It just so happens that they chose something, as we like to say, that come with some consequences. And we have to understand that death is not a consequence. Death is something that eventually we all will face. Death is actually a rebirth. Because when you die, that's when you come to the knowledge. But what we have done, the reason why we don't have the knowledge now is because when we come from the God being itself, when we come from the on my next podcast, I'll give you the correct terminology. But when we come from the Trinity realm of life into the duality of life, there is something that we have to give up to get here. And so what we give up is our remembrance. And so this is why we need the meditation and stuff, so that we can call back to remembrance just who we are. And because of what we've been told, we totally forget about who we really are, because we from our birth, they tell us we were born in sin. So from our birth, they're telling us we're Satan. So somebody's telling you right from...
I'm born a devil, but I could turn into a god.
Right. Instead of I'm God, let me be God. So we're already facing an uphill battle. But we have got to wake up to the realization of just who we are. Just think about what we do subconsciously. Subconsciously, the things that we do, and the subconsciously the things that we do got us where we are right now. When we put our minds to it, our heart and desire to try to achieve something, there is no way you cannot do it. The only way you cannot do it if you stop doing it or you don't believe that you can do it. Sister Sunshine, you believed and you knew you was getting you a new car. Do you got you a new car now?
Yes, I do, Brother Messenger.
Oh, all right. All right. And if somebody would have told you you wasn't getting no new car, you would have looked at them like they was crazy. Because you knew you was getting your new car. Your only dilemma was what car you was getting.
What car was I going to get?
When you know that you know.
They told me there was only one more Maybach left in Florida. Is that what you got, Sister Sunshine? You got the Maybach?
I had to leave that one at the store. That's
okay.
The next stopping
break. She's leaving that for another day. Right.
Gas too high right now.
I hear you. Yeah, well, congratulations on the
GPA points around here. Thank you.
But this is one of the things that we really truly have to do. We have to start, and I say start, but we've got to do it on a more regular basis, and that's just believing in ourselves. We can believe in so many other. We can believe in T.D. Jakes. We can believe in LeBron James. We can believe in everybody but ourselves. And they are no different than us. And a lot of these TV evangelists, they know that, and this is why they got to where they are. Then they stoke that fear on you to have you start doubting yourself, to think in order for you to get something, you need to give them money so that they can have a talk with God when God is already in you. And a lot of times when they say that to you, you know within your spirit something is telling you that that's not necessary. But because we want to follow the norms and stuff, we go ahead and do it. Instead of listening to ourselves that told us we shouldn't have done it in the first place. How many times have we done something and we said, I knew I shouldn't listen to myself? How many times have we done that? Just me? Well, all right. It's just me.
Amen. Everybody still here?
Yeah.
I'm still here, yeah.
Just telling Sister Carmen that earlier today. I wish I hadn't said follow my first mind.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
And if we do that more often, we'll see that we'll reach higher heights. I'm not going to say do better, because if we look at the totality of things, we're doing pretty darn good right now, considering. But we could do even more. We can have even more. We can go even more. We just have to believe and know just who we are. So just remember, don't stop with the prayer of supplication, and let's get with the prayer of gratitude. Start, be grateful, be thankful for what we do have and what we're going to get. Be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure.
Because he's showing us each and every day just what he's doing for us.
That's right.
So what an awesome God we serve.
Absolutely. Into this.
Well, you know what? I know what you mean on that, but we don't serve. We don't need to serve anybody. We are God. So we're not serving. We're just fulfilling the plan. And the plan is to go out and create. And to be thankful for what it is that we've created, to be able to enjoy it. And if going to church every Sunday does not bring, and I'm just using that, so I'm not saying don't go to church, but if going to church every Sunday does not bring you joy, why would you continue to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and believe it or not, and I know this is for me now, even with the job, if you've got a job that does not bring you joy, you know what you should do?
Quit.
Get another job. That's right. Get one that brings you joy.
Yeah, that's
work
right.
Work should not be a dreadful experience because you spend a lot of time there. So as crazy it may seem, it's because just think about some of the creations and some of the things that people of different colors have done, per se, and not, you know what I mean? Just think about some of the things that they've done. Some people decided that they want to put little sparkles on the back of a jacket. That was their passion. And now they want for nothing because that was their passion and they went after it. But we tend to settle for right now instead of going after our passion. And that's the God in us. When you have that passion and you start going after it, there is no way you cannot achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the woman that created that mop. She got tired of rinsing the mop, and so she thought of a way to make a little mop that all you got to do is push the handle down on it, and it rinsed itself. Happy as a bug in the world. That's something so simple. But it's the passion. It's the desire. And that's what I meant when I say we're using the God in us, and a lot of it we're using the God in us that we don't even really recognize that that's what we're doing. But that's what it is that's keeping us day to day, that's making us have this and that and whatever. It's the God in us. It's not God looking over and seeing favor in you. It's you realizing who you are and using the power that you naturally have. Don't mind me, y'all. That was for me, all right?
All
that
right,
was
my
for
brother.
Me. Okay, that was for me.
All right, brother Messenger.
You better listen up.
All right, brother Messenger. Hey, listen. Okay. Again, you know, like I said, I always enjoy the ministry. Again, it's not going anywhere. It's just what it is. And it's so simple that we're going to try to keep it in your face so that when the time comes, if somebody asks, were you ever exposed to it, you got to say yeah.
Yeah.
If I expose you to it, then you'll desire or you will acquire a taste for it. I just want to expose you to it. And again, when we wet your palate with the possibility of you are powerful as Jesus. We wet your palate to the possibility of you are always in direct connect with God. I mean, these are the type of things that throughout history people don't want you to know. You know, people don't, and again, there's a reason why we want to break that connection. Because when you begin to believe and really understand that you are direct connect to God, then it makes you, again, you have no choice in the matter, it makes you act different. It makes you understand that you have powers and abilities that you didn't realize before. So, you know, we want to make sure that we introduce you to the connection. And once you make the connection, then you'll be calling us when there is no podcast, professing what a mighty, wonderful thing you did today. And again, it just always amazed me. And when I say amazed me, I mean we need to move away from it. That every Sunday morning, it was a different story about something that happened thousands of years ago. Very, 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 very rarely did you ever hear last week's stories. Stories in right here, right now. It was always about thousand-year-ago stories. And if you wake up and understand that those stories are about your brother, and how the man said, if you think my brother was bad, watch this.
Uh-huh.
if you think my brother was bad, I got something for you,
That's
too.
That's right, brother.
So I'm going to give you some stories about me so we can let my brother be. That was 2,000, 3,000 years ago. Now we're going to talk about what happened yesterday. Because if I give you a story of yesterday, the people in whatever time we're talking can identify to that intrinsically. They can identify to that. And again, that's going to help bring you closer to the Father. Hey, listen, we're at the 2-minute mark. And we got to get ready to say our goodbyes. Again, always a wonderful opportunity to hear the message of spread love. But we're gonna go down to the, whoever's got a new car. They can say good night first.
Hey, you guys.
All right, good night, Sister Sasha.
Good night. Good night, my sister.
Good night, guys. Love you guys.
Now, was that Nurse Carmen?
Yes, it was.
All right. I cannot. One day we're going to all sit in the same room and do this show, and then I'll be able to tell who is who. But until that day, I'm going to ask my cast to understand both of y'all sound alike to me. So praise will go up and two voices come down. Hey, listen, Brother President, go ahead and take us home for the night.
We, as you were saying, my brother, we have to understand we're constantly saying that God is not dead. He is alive. And if he is alive, we have to know that he hasn't only done a work 3,000 years ago. He is doing a work today, and he's doing that work through each and every one of us. So let us go out tomorrow and go out with the understanding that it's not so much that I am so, as they want to claim it, holy, because we have to understand that holy is God, and you are part of God, and everything that you do can be considered holy. Because if we stop looking at everything as good or bad and just look at it one way or the other way instead of good or bad, then we'll be able to see the joy or the magnificence in every situation. Because all things are working together for the good. So love ye one another, and let us let our light shine, that they may see us and see the God in us and begin to glorify the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Hold on, wait a minute.
Amen.
If you enjoyed that, audience, let's give me a hand for it. Are you like that again? Really
loving
like
the sound effect.
Hey, brother. I appreciate you. And I hope the podcast audience appreciates you. Again,
yes,
giving you an introspective look on how to get closer to the Father. Hey, good night, podcast
audience.
Where
can we find you guys?
Where? Well, we got 30 seconds. We're out. Tell you next week.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother.
Okay.
I'm
bye.
Getting you, sunshine.
Good night.
I'm getting you,
thank
sunshine.
You.
Okay.